Welcome to MBA Mental Boost. This is your coach, Dr. Rosie, and today we are talking about getting into the zone. Now, before I jump into today's episode, I first of all need to apologise for not being here for a little while. As I record this, we're in the midst of the playoffs in various leagues, and my work really ramps up in that time. But I wanted you to know that you have been in my mind, and I've been so itching and excited to hop on and record more episodes for you. So this week, I mean, being in the zone, it's always been a theme for talking with clients. And I was just preparing a session with a client this evening, all about getting into the zone. And it's been a topic with other clients this week, especially around playoff season. You know, this is when we want to dial things up. And what comes up time and time again is that people often feel, now you might relate to this, we often feel that being in the zone, you know, when it happens, it's amazing. By the way, in the zone, flow state, same thing. And when it happens, it's amazing. But we can often feel like it just kind of happens by chance. And what I want to tell you today is that being in the zone, it doesn't have to happen by chance. Like, we can close that gap so that we can get into the zone on demand. Now, I want you to cast your mind back to, when have you been in the zone before? From a brain perspective, I want you to really let your mind go there and really hone in on, what did that look like when you're in the zone? What did it feel like? What was going through your head? Or was your mind completely clear? How did you perform? What was the outcome? Really let your mind go back to being in that state. Now, when clients articulate this, feeling words come up around, you know, feeling free, feeling like I was moving like water. One of my clients the other day said, you know, like when I get in the zone, when I'm on the court, it's almost like I'm playing, I'm out there, I'm doing my thing. And at the end of the game, the curtain gets lifted. And I look around the stadium and I'm like, whoa, like you guys were here. And I loved that. He, you know, was just the way that he articulated it. What he was saying was that it's as if, you know, you're not even aware of what's going on around you. Now, it might be a bit different for each of us experiencing the zone, but I want you to keep taking your mind there, because the more that you can take your mind there, we've experienced this before, it's a reminder that we can experience it again. And oh yeah, I'm going to be in the driver's seat and I'm going to create this experience. So I wanted to give you some tangible things that you can take away. Yeah, I could record a whole episode about, you know, being in the zone from a psychological perspective, what, you know, the theory behind it. But actually, I want you to just have some takeaways from this. But if you'd like to know more on the ins and outs and the science and the neuroscience behind it, you know, just always feel free to reach out. If there's ever a topic you want to dive deeper into, just drop me a message on Instagram. But here are some techniques to enter the zone so that you can start training your brain to enter into the zone on demand. Things like focused breathing. You know, obviously there are different types of breathing, and I've spoken to you before about box breathing, but this is kind of one of my go-tos. I mean, there are lots of different styles that I do go to, but box breathing is great because it's very simple. It's very easy to remember. You know, you breathe in for four, you hold for four, out for four, hold for four, a box. And what it does is it activates the parasympathetic nervous system. So that moves us out of fight and flight and into more of a relaxed state. Then another one that I like to use is called PMR. So it's progressive muscle relaxation. Now, I'll probably do an episode on this alone, but it's basically where you like tighten, you kind of create tension in each muscle group of your body. You work your way from your feet right up to your head and you hold it for like 5 seconds and then you release. And by doing this, you're bringing awareness to what that release feels like. What it feels like when you're loose and when you've released tension. And the more that you can train that, again, the easier it's going to be to get into that feeling, like I was saying, when clients say about feeling free, feeling like they're moving like water, but we have to kind of tighten stuff first and then release it. And we become aware of what that released feeling feels like. Things like visualization, you know, tapping into what does it look like, feel like, sound like, smell like, taste like, all of these things when I'm performing at my best. And really letting your mind go there. Also seeing yourself observing, you know, how you overcome challenges too. Now, I've spoken a lot on visualization. And then the final one is having like keywords, things that will just help you to bring your attention back. So say, you know, some clients will say release to themselves. Some will say reset. Some will say focus. Some will say present or be here, whatever it is. The word itself doesn't matter, but you've got to know that that word means bringing my attention to the here and now. And the thing is, you can't just do this as a one-off. I probably say this in every single episode, but you have to train this like any kind of muscle. Think of your mind like a muscle. You have to train this. So doing things like this daily, and then having a couple of things that you do on game day as well. And then using that as a, okay, I'm totally in control of myself. I can get into the zone on demand. And the more that you do it, the more you're going to experience it, the more that your brain will be like, okay, this is who we are now. This is how we move. It doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter what's happening externally, because I can be 100% focused on me. The other thing is to use your journal. Now, if you're a client of mine, you know how much I love journaling. But honestly, there's no better tool for self-reflection. So use your journal to reflect on getting into the zone. What techniques worked for you when you've been in the zone recently? How did that feel? What did that look like for you? What techniques just don't get you there? That's fine. We can release them. And using that as a way to reflect is equally going to bring your brain on the journey with you to once again, give it that evidence to be like, this is who we are. I am the person who can get into the zone on demand. Now, I have it's a longer episode than normal. In just 7 minutes, I have kind of glossed over, you know, a really massive subject that I could probably spend a whole day talking to you about. But if you want to know anything more about getting into the zone, being in flow state, you know, do just drop me a message. If you're listening to this as I send this out and you're in the playoffs, I'm also offering spaces to work with me for short periods of time as well. Let's just keep you in peak performance during the playoffs. So if you're interested in working with me for kind of a short, intense period, again, just drop me a message, find me on Instagram, and I hope whatever you're up to today, you have a great one. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of MBA Mental Boost, the secret weapon to supercharging your performance on the court. If you found today's episode useful, don't forget to subscribe and share. You can connect with me over on any social platform. You can find me at Dr. Rosie Mead. Until next time, go out there and dominate using the power of your mind. This is Dr. Rosie, signing off.